Tucson and this museum and its, all of its collections and materials have tremendous resources that we can use here. And we have many, many needs too. We need to keep our own ship in order, not move money from some other place to help us. And the point is that if you calculate all of the volunteer help that you get from all of these people who really want to see those monies stay with the facility, you've got hundreds, thousands of hours. I've got, you know, the Pathfinders in the last 5 years have given over 6,000 volunteer, almost 7,000 volunteer hours. You know, we need to see the fruits of our labors stay where it is.
Walter, where has the facility's money gone in the past from, you know, the auditorium and everything else? Where has that money gone?
The money goes, all goes to the general operations system. And the past we've lived in seven division now.
So you're saying as a result of the transition we've been going through, now we have this change? Is that what we're saying?
As a result of the, yes, I'm saying that.
Okay.
The
organization.
We have a new organizational temple.
So prior to, all the money stayed in each respective museum, so now we have a change.
All right, but that is in direct conflict with what you said at the state board meeting and what's on this sheet, okay, right here.
Mel, do you have a comment?
Yeah. So are we discussing how the agency is spending money, or are we discussing volunteer and hours? I mean, they're confused because they keep talking.
Okay. Well, really, the argument here is about whether or not the rent should come to the museum and stay here, as opposed to going to the general fund. And I think the point is that the volunteer hours, which have tremendous value as well, are expended by people who would want funds to stay here. But I need to make one other comment, though. We've spent a lot of time on this item, and if we're going to get to our agenda, we're going to have to go on. But the question is, how can we map out a way forward so we can address this issue again with more information, possibly at a later date?
My goal, besides having this discussion, was to ask you, as other board members sitting at that meeting, when we did, is this an accurate representation of that meeting in regard to how it's depicted in Bill Ponder's message to the board? I mean,
so is this something then that people could take with them and maybe give us some thought and come back later?
I'm hoping that Bill will hear this.
It seems to me that regardless of what Bill said, if it's going to change policy, we need to address the change of policy with leadership.
Yeah.
That would be a correct statement.
It seems to me that the state board should have had some action that would cause this to happen, and they must have approved it.
They don't do anything, but they give all the authority to the director. The director runs the show until, you know, and they give their confidence and their and whatever to the director. These kinds of things don't have to go before the state board.
That's accurate. They don't have to go before the board. Has chosen to take the position that they do policy and that the director and staff do operations, and these two are operational decisions. And that's why the board has to this point not take any position on it.
But they could in future time if they chose.
If they chose to make a policy on it, they could.
I was offended when I saw this, because that is not what was said by Bill Ponder in his own, in the transcript, and it is not what I thought happened in that meeting. And I would very much like somebody else on the board to speak to that.
I'd like that, but I'd like not to do that today. I'd like to move this this agenda forward.
Okay.
Again. And we can address it, but the idea that we will address this issue will continue to address it in the future. So is there anyone take exception to that? Craig.
I was
yes, I think.
I was not at the meeting, and yet I can see discrepancies between what Linda recorded and what Bill has in his version of events. There was a difference between questions, statements, and opinions. And as far as I can tell, Secretary Head is asking questions, and they are converted to statements of fact when Bill gives his rendition of things.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was your name again? Kim. Can you give that high-level summary again of the difference between Reardon and us, just so I can be thinking through things?
Reardon is the state park, and we just operate them through.
We have an IGA with them.
Right.
But they own the property.
The state parks
owns them, and we have an IGA to operate.
To operate them.
And as a part of that IGA, that they have language in there that AHS will cover operating funds to keep Reardon open?
I would ask for the IGA. It's like 90 pages or something.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I can't.
So money that they raise, that they generate, if they put that IGA, they're allowed to keep it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a caveat.
There's a caveat, okay.
Money that is raised by Reardon belongs to Reardon. Does not go back to state parks.
Money raised by Reardon belongs to AHS.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But by being reactive with Reardon's funds, we've not mingled them, so to speak.
So
through fund accounting, we keep them separate.
Right. It is like an earmarked fund that goes back to AHS.
Right. But for Reardon's use.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to make a very quick statement. As a past members president, there's some concern amongst us that we're going to have to change our bylaws as are the other organizations like us because we were raising money for the local. Okay? So I hear that part of the argument. I also understand that part of the argument. I'm not going to get into that. That's what I'm going to say. So we are going to have to change our bylaws because our purpose is for the local.
Anything else now?
Well, maybe
that. Shall we table this item?
Yeah.
Shall we? What shall we do? What action does the board want?
I'd like to make a motion that if the board needs to continue the conversation, we will. But I also ask the Pathfinders to not change their bylaws quite yet until we finish the conversation, because I think maybe the bylaws could be written in such a way that the funds could be earmarked for this museum.
I'll just help them.
Yeah, I think that there's opportunities there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, too.
We are indeed, and the bylaws of Los Amigos characterize that the funds we contribute for educational purposes here at the Tucson facilities.
Understood. Any other? Do we have a? Do we have a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, will you clarify the motion?
I second it.
I make a motion that we table the conversation for the time being, and that I'm asking if the Pathfinders not proceed quite yet to change their bylaws.
Okay. And we have a second.
I second.
Right. Call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, very good. Thank you. I don't mean to make light of this by moving forward. I think it's a very important item, and obviously we're going to have a resolution to it. So we'll look forward to future conversations in this area. Next item, discussion and action, if any, on funding request form that David Turpey, Turpey drafted for us. After some conversation with Jim Sell.
Actually, Jim drafted it.
Oh, Jim drafted. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, he drafted. Do you have anything to add to conversation on that, David?
No, it's pretty straightforward to me. I thought, and I think that they shared with the board last meeting.
I would ask that this item be tabled because, you know, to Linda's point, in many regards, this is something similar that, you know, when we say we're actively raising money for a courtyard, you know, Yvonne's leaving, but, you know, we're not going to get there one brick at a time, and we're also not going to get there by one or two board members, you know, speaking up and raising money.
Sure.
So, you know, Jim Sell took this on, and the board has not seen the final funding document. When it routed around that last meeting, I made multiple edits. There was a duplication of requests, and so this is the type of due diligence and the transparency that if we're asking staff to do one thing, then we as a board need to pull our own weight. It's our job to put the request form together, own it, and then submit it to staff and say, this is what our process is. But we have not seen the final version.
Okay, so we have further discussion on the item then at a future date.
Mr. Sells needs to be here to further
that. Do I have a second? Second to table. Walker seconds. Call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any more opposed? Okay, the next item should be postponed to the annual meeting agenda, which will take place after we get through with this agenda. Then we'll go on to the next item, discussion and action of any on the lease of the Arizona History Museum. I expected Mark to be here. He is not. I would entertain a motion to table this item.
I move we table.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Those opposed, or I'm sorry, call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, very good. Next item, discussion and action, if any, on the traveling exhibits plan suggested by Suzanne Walsh. Suzanne, could you bring us up to speed on that a little bit? I know it's been a couple of months since we looked at that.
I'll just give you the cliff notes on it, and we can get into a more in-depth discussion. Obviously, it has to be something that we do in concert with staff, and the idea was having some friends and associates in the museum world. I'm vaguely familiar with the idea of traveling exhibits and their opportunity to do two huge things for the museum. The first one would be bring credibility and exposure and notoriety to that museum, and in doing so, obviously, the potential there would be to increase our visitation. And secondly, and this is the technical part that I can't speak to yet, or maybe never even need to, because it's more of a staff-involved issue, and it's the cost involved in creating the exhibits, which we obviously are sitting on a gold mine here. I think that we have enough sitting underneath us right this minute to have exhibits going in 10 different directions on any given day. But curating the exhibits, packing the exhibits, shipping the exhibits, and then typically on a traveling exhibit, there's revenue that's generated that comes back to the museum. And how much and what the margins are on that, I can't speak to that, but there certainly is the potential for cash flow there, but primarily getting what we're sitting on out into the world, curating exhibits, and I'll give you a quick example. There's a gal who is currently she's a professor at Pima Community College, and she is volunteering her time. She's taken a leave, and she is down in our collections right now, and she is photographing all of our Victorian clothing. And she happens to be a noted librarian in fashion and design. So I just talked to her off the top, you know, to stop off the shelf, said, so is there something in that collection that would be noteworthy to anyone other than us sitting here? And she said, absolutely. There's a huge amount of value in what's sitting down there. And if it were curated, there would be a number of museums throughout the country that would very likely be interested. So just as little evidence as that, knowing the size of the collection that we have in both tack and horsehair and Victorian furniture and obviously Victorian costuming and clothing, I think that we as a board could investigate and ask people to volunteer their time and knowledge and just see if that is something that we could be doing to further the notoriety and the exposure of this museum, as well as perhaps create a revenue stream.
So then you envision then that portions of the collections then would travel then with these whatever presentations would be made.
Yes. Okay. However they would be curated, they would be packed and they would travel.
Sure. Okay. Any comments on that? By the way, I have to say that I support it, like, 2,000%.
I actually, and I wanted to see us put an exhibit out at the airport, and because that's where people walk down there, and if you'll see, Diane Medeiros and all of them, but they also have space for nonprofits and supporting the community. I would like to see us, you know, thought about it and said, well, can we secure it? And certainly, I think we can. I mean, already out there and in other airports, they have exhibits that are secure, that are there as people come into Tucson. And that's also going to bring in people to come to the museum to see the rest. I'm so glad that Suzanne is speaking to this, and I just think that this is an untapped.
In the airport, we have White Stallion Ranch paid to have kiosks there, and I can tell you, I cannot directly relate and tell you how many reservations we've made, and I can't tell you what the revenue stream is from it, but I can tell you that. What are we running through in brochures? Every order is like 500.
We do at least like 1,500 for each people to order on.
Yeah,
every couple months.
Yeah. So we've probably been through 5, 6, 7. It's a 3-year contract that we have, and it's a company out of New York that we have to pay to rent the space. But it is secure space. They're in locked glass kiosks. And not that, well, the museum could even actually do that. We don't have to do huge exhibits to start. We could do small kiosk exhibits.
And I think that the airport authority and, you know, the airport itself would probably allow us to do that for free.
Or a reduced fee, even if not for free. I mean, certainly those.
We've done that in the past. I think since I've been here, we've had problems with the airport. We do have to pay. They don't really give us.
They don't have a non-profit rate?
No. And the experience in the past led some exposure, but it was not. It didn't drive the evidence. John still had a lot of different sites. Of a different sort, might not, but it wasn't the best. Something for us to look at.
Yep.
Yeah. New consideration. Any other comments? What shall we do with this item? I'd like to see it studied. I'd like to see some proposals made. I mean, should we set up a small committee?
Yes.
To consider it, or what shall we do?
Well, you know, this is probably more appropriate in the 501c3 section. So, because we don't have anything, we can advise the association to do it in this meeting, but we can't. We have no.
We need to consider Bill Peterson. He's in charge of collections for some of the stuff.
Sure.
Well, we wouldn't do it independent of any proper channels. It's just the initial idea that I was curious if anybody else would be in support of investigating and seeing what it would take to make it happen. But it's not intended to be an independent project in any way.
I just got the out there because my daughter flew in. And I was looking at all of these things and all these brochures and things. And I talked, there were three of us that talked about and asked me questions about Arizona. So there's definitely, we'll get a good exposure out there.
What shall we do?
Perhaps we can, let's put it on the 501c3 agenda and move forward. In that capacity.
Okay, so then when we say move forward, we're going to discuss it again on the next agenda. The next agenda.
We can start there, or we can go ahead and just ask for volunteers and form sort of a task force or a committee to just investigate it first and decide.
Right.
It may be cost prohibitive, or it may be something that isn't that difficult.
Can we put that in motion? I shall move. Okay, thank you. Do we have a second? Okay, so we're going to move this to the Friends agenda, and we're going to formally ask for volunteers who may be interested in discussing this issue.
Just volunteers for an action committee.
Does anybody want to volunteer at this time to work with Suzanne on it? All right. Anyone else?
I'll volunteer.
Yvonne, you want to work on it? Okay.
Okay, I'll volunteer.
All right, Linda is volunteer. That sounds like a good group right there. Do we have a second? Second. All right, call for the vote. Those in favor?
All right.
Anyone opposed? All right, very good. Passed unanimously. I like that. Do we have any other items that should be addressed in any business? Okay. Go to old business. The discussion and action, if any, on the status of Grimsell's appointment to the state board. I have received no information about this yet at all. Has anyone else heard anything?
Jeff? Yeah. Do you have any information?
Nothing. We're still in the same position we were in when we met the last time.
Okay. So shall we then leave this on the agenda? I don't want to forget about it. So
no, it'll just stay on the agenda until we get some...
Bill, is it possible for you to maybe check in with Wiggins either? We've talked yesterday,
they don't have any changes in the process. Last time we spoke, I reported that they believe it might go into the legislative session was in next spring. So,
wow,
that's where we still are.
Okay. I didn't realize the legislature had to deal with this.
Well, the governor appoints, but the legislature confirms.
Senate confirmation.
That's it.
So is Jeff stuck there in the interim?
Well, at this point, the governor has to be in the interim. And so the governor is going to wait until it's closer to time when it seems like the governor is going to wait until it gets closer to the legislative session.
Jeff isn't talking about the Senate.
Jeff will be there forever.
Sorry, Jeff.
Very funny.
I'm not here.
Can I have a motion on this, please? All right, so we're tabling it for to keep it on our agenda.
Yes.
For a second.
Second.
All right, that was the call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Very good. Passed unanimously. Next item, discussion and action of any on the list of items submitted by David Turpey at the July meeting. By the way, I think that this is an item that should be on the Friends agenda as well, as opposed to this item. Do you have any other comment regarding this item, though, while we have it before us?
No. I mean, I think if you have any questions about the list, I think we could answer them.
Yeah, you presented a lot of good ideas to the bad family thought, and it's worthwhile for our organization to be looking at it. So I'd like to see this item come up again, but on the Friends agenda.
David, if there are a couple of those ideas that you really feel we need to think about pretty quickly, what would they be?
Sorry, I didn't have a copy of the list with me. I could go for some.
Oh, no. You've done that before.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything on this urgent. It's up to you what you're interested in and how you want to.
I think, just David, in all fairness, so that it gives new coverage and staff coverage, I'd really like to see that list go through the proper format of the funding request form.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we get in front of ourselves, and then everyone has short memories, and then months from now, no one remembers, well, why did we fund that? So maybe we could also consider that the funding request form that Jim is working on, that could probably be moved to the Friends as well, because that's where the money would come from, correct?
Well, not necessarily, because we could use membership monies for that.
Okay, then it's a form that should be within both groups.
Now, if I remember right, the items that you recommended, I've got the list here, this includes not only potential funding requests, but also a call for volunteer work, right?
Correct. Yeah, a lot of it is just, it's labor rather than funding.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just whatever interests you as a group or as an individual. In some cases.
What should we do with this item?
Well, and maybe the board could allocate, which is going to be paid for with membership funds and which is going to be paid for with Friends funds.
Sure.
But, as this board, we really only have three things we can do. And volunteering hours isn't one of them.
That's what I'm saying.
All that we can do for those requests is approve funding.
For membership use.
Mm-hmm.
We can advise or approve.
Right.
Is it advise of how the membership funds get used, or
no? We are in charge.
We are in charge of those funds, so we can decide to spend some of those funds on some projects he wants. But as far as volunteer hours and things, that'd be a problem.
We can manage and use chapter membership funds,
And the funds could also fund some of this also themselves.
Right.
So I'd like a motion then.
I'd like to make a motion that Mr. Trebek list also be moved over to the Friends agenda for the next meeting for further discussion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Very good. Next item, discussion and action, if any, on the special committee form to reach out to the county and city for dialogue regarding directing the future of the Fort Walton Museum and Downtown Museum. Mark is not here. Elaine, do you have any comment on this?
No, I have no update on either of those, and I think it's really before I were to do anything similar to what, I did with the Social Studio House, is that I would need to talk to Dr. Burns to get a sense of, what is the idea behind, the future of those. But, no action has been taken, and I wouldn't do anything before talking to staff.
Okay, and I would say that this is something that we certainly, as a board, could advise on.
And advocate.
To that extent, we would want to be part of whatever the dialogue was.
Yeah, and advocate if there was a role for us.
Absolutely.
And then just a quick, it pertains to this as well. There has been no formal follow-up with myself or staff from Rio Nuevo regarding, you know, our Sosa Carillo pitch. I heard informally from a Rio Nuevo board member that they have spoken to the governor. You know, I don't, that could mean Mike Fletcher just talks to him the next, I don't know, like sure. There was no details, and so it sounds like Rio Nuevo, in some sense, has shared with the governor, like, hey, okay, what's going on with this with the US? Basically to try to get the budget, some funding for operations for this with the US. So that's hopefully in the works.
Okay.
If the governor gets mad at you, I apologize. You can totally blame me.
So what shall we do with this item? Do we table it, keep it on the agenda?
Yes. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. The board is comfortable
with it. And we'll table. Do we have a second? Call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you. Okay, next item, call to the public. Anybody have anything that should be addressing?
I just wanted to introduce our new exhibits team here in Tucson North. I'm not permitted to go to the restroom, but this is Vanessa Pardo. You may recognize her. She started as a temp under Les, and we kept her on as the museum preparer.
Super.
Native Tucson.
Very good.
Born and raised, that's you, Meg.
Wow. A hometown girl, that's right.
And Laura was sitting next to her, Laura Key. She's the new curator here. She's finishing up her PhD at the U of A. And this is her third week, I believe. So trying to be as gentle on her as possible. Yeah, so we now have a full exhibit team here.
Sorry. Here we are. There's our exhibit team. Very good. Hey, you're hiring from within, Arizona people.
Yes.
This is appreciated. What high school?
ICU.
Dorados.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Any other comments?
This is going to be brought up in the next meeting, in the Friends meeting, but in terms of, do you have any information, Bill, on how, you know, the courtyard project, what is... been looked at.
They're just going to address that in the next
okay.
meeting. We're going to have a good conversation, I think, about the court. Okay. No other business to transpire here. All right. Then we'll declare the CHESA meeting adjourned. We'll go on to the annual meeting for the chapter. Now, I have sent around this document. I think everybody should have a copy of it, or if you don't, please look over someone's shoulder. And this is to help with information for both the chapter annual meeting and the Friends meeting when we get to that agenda. Okay, so we go to the chapter meeting agenda. I'm going to call the meeting to order. I think that we can dispense with any kind of a roll call because we've already done that. First of all, a call to the public.
Well, actually, Ron, I guess I wasn't here at the start of the last meeting, so I don't know if I got recorded.
Yes, yeah, you did.
Okay.
You got recorded.
No, I think you're speaking.
You can't escape.
Call to the public. Anyone want to say anything regarding the agenda or some item that would be associated with the annual meeting agenda? All right. The next item, President's remark. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity of having been president over the last year. And we went through some hectic and very frustrating times over the last year. Hopefully we're headed off in a better direction. I think we are. And
I look forward to continuing on the board. Next thing, financial report. Shirley's not here. Does anyone have any comment on that?
None at this time.
Okay. Next item, report of the nominating committee. First of all, we have a proposal for the election of Brooke Grabowski, the membership on the Southern Arizona Chapter Board. And she's being proposed by Suzanne. Would you introduce us to Brooke, and then we'll get to know her a little better, and we'll take some action.
So her resume was distributed, I believe, the last time we were all together. Brooke is an associate of mine at work. She came on board. I work for one of a number of corporations under the umbrella of White Stallion Ranch, and there's another group called True Ranch Hospitality. And Brooke was brought in and is in charge of reservations for all properties, which is not an enviable position. She is fully in charge of the reservations and marketing of Rancho de la Osa. She is doing reservations for Tombstone Monument Ranch. She is currently building out, complete with technology, a separate reservations department on the property at White Stallion Ranch, but it is covering our three ranches plus some outside ranches that True Ranch Hospitality manages. So kind of that came in under somewhat false pretenses because she had no idea what was coming. But Brooke has risen to every occasion, and she is hard worker and honest and pretty sincere, and I would say creatively and technologically quite brilliant.
I remember you gave us a resume a couple of months ago now,
mm-hmm.
and that was, I think every member got a copy of that resume.
Mm-hmm. It was distributed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Brooke, how long have you been in Tucson?
For 7 years now. Moved from Detroit, so I have a great appreciation for Arizona.
Do you have a college degree?
Yes, from U of A. And animal science, and I minored in marketing. Basically, I wanted a office job related to horses, and I got exactly that, but hospitality has honestly become my love. So I have every intention to stay with the ranches and stay in hospitality, because it's fantastic.
Super. Okay. Well, we have a proposal for a new member. Now, Linda, you gave me a written ballot or something?
Mm-hmm. That's just for the officers for this coming year.
Okay.
But it's not having to do with members of the chapter.
Okay.
I believe we also need to re-elect some existing members. Is that not true?
That's
the terms aren't be expiring. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not the next day.
And I don't know who's on that list, but I'm sure some board members are on the staff.
We have Linda. I'm
turning off totally, and we have the only other people are people who are finishing their first 3-year term, and I didn't bring the documents to support that.
Does Eric have that?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yvonne,
do you want to...
just tell us who's coming out here.
Yeah.
Jeff will be... at the end of 2020.
Who's?
Shirley Pinkerton. The end of her first term was 2018. This is an old sheet. This is 2017.
Okay. Normally, I bring that information with me. I just tried to be a little more compacted and didn't bring it. But those of you who are sitting here, you know, do you know whether or not you are at the end of your first 3-year term.
I am not. Ron expires 2019.
Okay, good.
It's your chance to be ridden. Or your chance to run if you're still.
Is there anyone else that's
okay? Yeah.
Maybe we can just do a blanket.
Eric, do you recall how many are really turning off this year in 19?
It should be on this list.
You're right. Uh-huh.
Why don't we do what you're saying, Walter? That seems like
just a blanket. Whoever's first term may be expiring, let's just go ahead and nominate them to the second term.
Could I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second. I am for discussion.
Okay.
I fully support the motion, but prior to, especially if the candidates or the board members are not here, I think moving forward to have some continuity with board members at each meeting. And so if there are board members who I don't want to nominate board members for their second term, if they really have no interest in coming to the board meetings every other month, because we need more than, you know, 2 or 3.
We actually have a rule.
Yeah. If you are absent for 3 unexcused consecutive meetings, you are asked to leave.
And do we implement that rule?
We do.
Okay.
I have to apologize. I was not prepared to address this question.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't either.
But membership. Election to membership or appointment to membership, whatever you want to call it, is supposed to be handled at the end of the meeting, according to Barbara. So we should try to take action on it today.
I second Walter's motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other comment or discussion? Call for the vote. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. Very good.
So how many vacancies?
Just one
vacancy.
Now, regarding, let's go back to the proposal to elect Brooke to membership on the board. Brooke, the tradition here is that we ask the person to leave the meeting, and we'll then possibly have a little bit more discussion, but we'll take action, and then we'll call you back in.
Certainly.
Thank you.
And would you close the door, please?
No problem.
Thank you. Do we have any discussion regarding Brooke's membership?
I think she'll be great. Number one, business acumen, marketing, not to mention you. I hardly endorse the nomination.
I'm very encouraged about her as a possible member.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I think
she'll be great.
How do we handle the other nominations also? There was a queue, right? And Brooke has been in the queue for...
Yes.
Okay.
For different reasons, the other people who were potential members fell out as we went through the process.
Okay, they did. Okay.
We have 2 that are potentially good candidates. George Van Otten from Sierra Vista. And Daniel Vega from he moves in Tucson, doesn't he?
He does.
So, but he's from Osceola Yaqui tribe. And what I have encouraged people to do is to, you know, invite those people to meetings, you know, so that we have a chance to get to know them a little bit, and they get to see what we do, just to verify that they really do want to be members. And then we have 1 other person, and she did not materialize right at the end as being a candidate.
So you're saying none of those three, there are none of those three before us today.
And it sounds like we only have one vacancy.
We have two vacancies after, if we approve Brooke.
So we have three right now?
I think that's right, yes.
There's a total of 19, right? 19 that we can have.
Mm-hmm. So 18.
So we'll be at 18.
12 to 18. And we'll be at 16. In eliminating,
we're counting Linda also.
Counting Linda. Mm-hmm.
That's what, in terms of some of the emails going back and forth, like, we're going to have
to
I think that we can't.
15, mm-hmm. She would be 16, and we have two vacancies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had some discussion about this as well. I've had some discussion just informally with one or two members, and was sort of, you know, thinking about the idea, which has not been a drawn discussion with the board, I agree, but thinking about the idea that we ought to be looking for somebody who's really, really strong in the money-generating area. And, you know, if we could zero in on someone like that we could bring onto the board, you know, that would serve the board very well. And so as we go forward, you know, if we can sort of look around and see if there's a prospective candidate that fits that category, I think it'd be a good idea.
Isn't that what Michael Baldwin was going to help us with?
Michael could have helped us, I think, in that realm. But he decided to leave before. Any other discussion? Do we have a motion to approve Brooke for membership on the board?
You move, didn't you?
I shall move. Fine. Very good. Second? Do you have a second? Any further discussion? Call for the vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, very good. Let's invite Brooke back in, please. Thank you, Dave.
Give her the bad news.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome on board.
Yeah.
Very good.
Let's make her secretary.
That's cool.
Wait a minute. No, actually, you know what? I have an idea for the secretary that would make it really easy. Are you ready?
Sure.
And it just came to me because of Zoom. Now, at the state level, some of the meetings, they don't have written minutes. They have the recording of the meeting. This meeting was being recorded in Zoom. And so what they do is they pass on that recording, and the recording is put onto the website as opposed to written minutes. So that if you have a secretary who wants to do it that way, this is a public meeting. Anybody can be at it. And they do it with some of the committee meetings for the state. We can do that way, I think.
How do you approve the minutes during the board meetings if they aren't written?
Well, I think what you do is you just, good question, but what you would do is just simply put down, you know, any actions that were taken. You know, and why would you need to not approve what you already said?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not like it's going to be inaccurate. Kim?
The meetings are recorded, but they do have to be transcribed for retention purposes. So they are transcribed. Yes.
Oh, okay. Who does that?
James has Todd daily.
Oh, okay. All right.
They transcribe them.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kim. I came up with that as I was looking, and when I, signed up for Zoom and it said recording, and I had been on the website for the state board minutes and seen them posted there, and I thought, oh, that's great. Okay, never mind.
So go to the next item. Discussion and action, if any, regarding the board of directors' slate of nominees for the coming session. The handout that we passed around shows a list of nominees for the seven chapter officers: President Elaine Betcher, Vice President Suzanne Walsh, Treasurer Walter Lane, and we do not have a candidate for Secretary.
I sent out to everybody some samples of other board chapter board pieces, their minutes, which are in most situations are much briefer than ours. And I just wanted to give you an example of that. It's just what I do, and it's a me thing, so it doesn't have to be so elaborate or so detailed at all. It just has to have actions that are taken. And in one case, I saw in the minutes for Flagstaff area, they had my little table that I use and print out. And they have it right there with a checklist, who was there and who wasn't. And that's easy to do. So I would be happy to make a template, where you just drop in the information you need to, and it would be good. I think it would be pretty easy if anybody wants to do that.
Actually, I'm looking to miss you. I'd like to volunteer, but I miss that my limit with practice and teaching. I just, one more thing, which I don't think I would be a very good secretary, but I hear what you're saying. You need to record, discussion items, discuss the topic. You don't have to go into detail who said what.
And then just any action that was taken.
So, and express minutes.
And not only that, since we can only do three things in the chapter meeting,
But you've done such a great job. You've set a very high bar. Everybody else is intimidated.
Remember all those typos and all the bad stuff in them,
I don't remember that at all.
Craig does, because he edits everything.
Right, I mean, one thing for minutes is to record who made the motion, who seconded, what the motion was. You guys kind of got to be accurately reported, and then either passed or failed. So that's really where the rubber meets the road.
Right, and that's basically, in my little cryptic way, what I do here. This is all I have. And so...
There's typically not a lot of business. Mm-hmm.
No, there's...
As opposed to
friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Similarly, you just keep things moving along, can we keep moving things along, to describe the position? It's pretty straightforward. It's been described many different ways, but we still have another meeting to get to.
We need volunteers, though, too.
We do.
Yes.
Here's another suggestion.
Bill's volunteering. He's yours.
Why don't you just fill in who you think would be a good idea for here, and we'll just, submit the ballot to me, and the one that gets the most votes turns out to be secretary.
All right.
We'll go with that one for now.
Can I have a motion? And a second regarding our slate candidates. I move that we approve that as submitted. Do I have a second?
Second.
a point of discussion. Can we function as a board without the secretary taking minutes?
That's a good question.
Now, I've known boards where there's a secretary slash treasurer. Now, some other boards actually bring in someone to be the recording secretary. And so the secretary who's a board member is kind of the figurehead who just has to check the minutes and prove them. Doesn't have to do the actual typing of the minutes.
Transcription.
Mm-hmm.
I could have sworn Marco Harrison, he loves to
do it. Yeah, well, that's why...
He told me no, but he'd be on the...
That's why the guy is not here, right?
Yeah. If we had a figurehead as a secretary, would you be willing to do the transcription portion of it?
Yeah, and what I'll do is I will learn how to make them really brief and to create a template so that in not too far down the road, we can move over.
Yeah,
okay, how would that be?
I think that would be wonderful if somebody would volunteer.
Were you looking at Brooke?
I was looking at you.
Actually, okay, yeah. Why don't you be the secretary? And come on.
Brooke, would you be willing to slowly move into the position?
Slowly, just because I want to get a little more familiar first.
Do you know that, Brooke, that's exactly how I got this job? That is exactly.
I nominate Brooke for secretary.
Let's not steamroller. You don't feel comfortable with it.
I have been secretaries in the past. It's not a position anyone particularly wants. So I've done it, and I know it's something I would certainly be willing to do, but I do want to get kind of a grip on all this as well. So
okay, well, you're
really helping with that, Linda.
I'll do the minutes for a while. I'll make them really simple, and then I can hand it over to Brooke.
Okay, do we have a second? Okay, so...
Is that going to work if you're not on the board?
I'm going to just sit here anyway. I mean, because I'm going to be coming to the Friends meeting, so I don't know when that starts, so...
Yeah, and these are public meetings.
They're here, and it's public.
Yeah. It would be a service to us all.
Yeah.
So then we have then a list of nominees, including Brooke Robosky as secretary. We have a motion for approval. And I'm sorry, did we get a second?
Yes.
Okay, we have a second. Any other discussion?
Well, I think we just said that that's an unfair position to put Brooke in, to have her as secretary.
They did that to me 7 years ago.
I'm sorry, I thought I heard Brooke say that she would work with it.
I thought as long as she was comfortable.
Yeah, I've been secretary.
Unless I misunderstood.
Oh, then maybe I misunderstood. I heard you say that you'd like to get your feet wet as being a new board member and you didn't want to take on being secretary quite yet.
So if it's transitional and Linda's willing to work with me and just, you know, show me the ropes of what I need to do, I've been a secretary before for my equestrian team in college and in high school and things I've done essentially, but it, you know, may not be the exact same format, so I just would want to make sure I have all that, you know, under control and make sure that that's okay, and then of course I'll have to understand how all of this works as well. So as long as the pace is kind of transitional, I'm happy to help.
What does that mean, transitional?
In the sense
getting help to learn the ropes.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah, and then Linda's offered to develop a streamlined template whereby it's just like check, 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 check.
I think Linda will make it a very smooth transition. I have full faith in that.
We'll just create, seriously, we'll create a template and, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a little unfair to put a new board member in that position, especially with all of the other board members, but I'm just getting that out on the record.
Do you have another idea?
I think if other existing board members should
you know what?
Speak up and volunteer.
I'll do it. I'm sitting up here at the head of the table, so let me go. And with Linda's support.
for a while.
Really, Mark? Are you?
Yep. All I have to do is, you know, check your work and sign it.
Uh-huh. Well, for now.
Yeah, and like transition. And like you say, if you develop a streamlined,
I can.
You know, express minutes.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, like, the president,
and it'll be
like,
easy because
the whole board, and you just check out who's there and who's not.
Exactly, and then you and again. It only has to do with those three things that we can do, one of which we only get to do once every 3 years anyway.
Typically, it's the shortest meeting, it's the shortest agenda. Right?
And we are moving more and more to that anyway.
So I would entertain, I made the motion that we approve the slate. I'd like to entertain a friendly amendment to substitute my name for secretary.
All right.
Any other discussion?
I'll second
that. All right.
Very good. Call for the vote. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye. So I can appreciate you being willing to
get no problem.
And Elaine,
thank you.
Don't feel like you've been rejected.
Oh, no. That's, I appreciate that.
You want to welcome you.
Yeah.
You really do want to welcome
you. You know, seriously, that is how I got into this. I came to the first board meeting at the annual meeting, and then they made me secretary. Seriously.
Super. But you're so good at it.
That's no. They didn't know.
Yeah. So moving on to the next item, swearing in the newly elected board members. We have an oath for you to sign, Brooke, and that's all it is.
Okay.
And then the next item would be adjournment of the meeting. Is there any exceptions to adjournment of the meeting? The meeting is adjourned. I suggest we have a break before the next meeting.
That's great.
Well, and it looks like it's 10 of 5.
It is.
We are last place. We'll start the fringe meeting in 5 minutes.
Okay. It's off by now.
Oh, is that? It's off an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
That's
is there?
I need to go get like a bottle of water. Just do you have anything out front?
Well, it's complimentary. You can put money in.
I'm going to go
get a
Well, you shuffle on.
We actually did when that was the conference for
Oh, are you going to do your crew? And that crew, I'm not kidding, we were just overrun. They have no idea how many people it takes to make that happen. And the crew was enormous. We shot it. Because you really only think that, but what you're seeing, I mean, it doesn't seem all you're seeing are the faces of everybody, be a couple or an entire letter, right? And then they are in control of that. The technology that's going on in the background, and they have, you can imagine this when you watch like the whole series, and we only were like there for the final episode, but the number of days that it takes, and I mean, we were building sets, so everything has to be a set, like when they were up running to the park, they do like a ball toss or something. Wait for everyone to come in. They're all waiting on the side. It's just those kind of things. Something has to be down and moving your head. Just so hard work.
Linda, do we still have a forum? I believe you do, don't we?
We should.